I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Belinda blinked, and here we have. Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. Blinker's Saturday Magazine. Episode 24. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Blinker's Saturday Magazine. I hope you've all had a wonderful week and that you're very chilled for this Saturday morning's somewhat wide-ranging magazine-style podcast. As you now know, over the next few minutes I'll delve into various reviews and comments about everything Belinda Blinked, Rocky Flintstone and MDWAP, and in doing so, giving you some of my own views on what's been said or, in some cases, alluded to. I hope you're enjoying Belinda Blinked 3A, the print copies of which will be released when I've finished reading it on the podcast. So, today we look at my books, my merch, a fascinating email from someone who was very ill over a year ago and has now brought me up to date. Our podcast reviews, and of course, the latest of your amazing Reddit comments. Not forgetting my poop of the week and the blinker of the week. So, please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. As you know, I love a bit of dialogue with all of you blinkers, so just email me. Let's start with Twitter, now known as X. And I want to introduce you to my latest follower on Twitter, Belching Cow, at Belching_Cow. And they say, Victorian erotica with a smile. Let my voice transport you to times where uptight Victorians exposed their deepest, darkest fantasies. And Belching Cow has a podcast, and I presume you can listen wherever you get your podcasts from. So, welcome Belching Cow. I love that name, far better than Rocky Flintstone. And let's hear what you've got to say about Victorian erotica. So, Belching Cow replied, Flintstone Rocky, thank you so much for your follow. You and my dad wrote a Poro are my inspiration. Well, thanks, Belching Cow. It's important to have people who inspire you, as Belinda outlined in her Belinda Blumenthal's Business Tips for Go-Getters. Now for sale on Amazon, if you've not had one. Okay, let's move on to Reddit. And the first theme we're going to look at today is called Alive, Alive, Oh. And that's been submitted by Gigiot. The breasts on the Molly Malone statue in Ireland, i.e. Dublin City, are golden from people touching them. And there's a picture of Molly Malone standing there with a cart with her cockles and muscles all displayed for sale, and indeed her breasts look golden. Amazing. Because everything else she's wearing is dark grey black, no doubt from the pollution we all experience in our inner cities. And Mickey Symington comes on and says, she died of a fever. And I have to say, caused by the touching of her breasts, no doubt, those germs get everywhere. Trippy Hop adds, and no one could save her. Rob 1977 joins us by saying, if you think that's golden, you should see the state of her cockles. Ducci Crochet says, I'm sure plenty of people have rubbed her muscle. Smiling face. Bong's Your Uncle adds, I love all the Irish music I discovered thanks to this pod. Well, I like to rise with the sun. She rises early in the morning. Duh, duh. That last one, Bong's Your Uncle, is actually a sea shanty. And it's all to do with a drunken sailor. But seeing as Dublin is a seaport, then it's quite natural that sort of song would be sang there. One of my favourites is Spanish Lady. Again, a Dublin-based song, and particularly well sung by the three tenors. Just Google them and you'll hear what I mean. The next theme is IYKYK, which means, if you know, you know. And this has been submitted by Blue Orchid. And it's all about Sub-Zero sweets. Craving freeze-dried candy? Try some today. And Blue Orchid has posted a picture of a, well, it's a picture of these Sub-Zero sweets, and believe it or not, they're called Toffee Apple Chews. Freeze-dried Toffee Apple Chew. Shop now. Free shipping over $50. No Donkey 3967 says, so, horse meat is gluten-free. Rob 1977 adds, no! Get out of here, 7347 says, oh, tacky! Ice Phoenix 18 does a disgusting picture of someone sticking their tongue out. I suppose this had to happen eventually, and Blue Orchid's post caught me very much unawares, but where else than Australia? The land of the cold sweet because it's so hot over there. Mind you, saying that, it does look very good. What do you say, tacky? And following on from that Toffee Apple Chew comment, we'll stay with Australia. And the new theme from Reddit is Book 3A, Belinda Goes Down and Under. And this has been submitted by Jailman of Oz, Caw. I've just noticed you're a gorgeous couple of Sheilas. Now, he's changed his secondary handle there. Well done, Jailman of Oz. Well done. And he says, I was looking forward to another foray into Australian culture by Rocky. And chapter one of Book 3A didn't disappoint. Here we meet Bruce Wiseman, Chief Purchasing Officer for the Australian Aviation Authority. All hail alliteration in brackets. He uses the F word in the very first sentence he speaks to Belinda. So you know he's definitely Australian. Plus, he's called Bruce, as most Australians are. In this book, we get to hear the origin of the Sheila joke that appears later in Book 5. Rocky has also done proper research into Australian slang terms and uses them correctly. Brackets, unlike James, Jamie and Alice in My Dad Wrote a Porno. Close brackets. Rocky's attempt at an Australian accent is most definitely entertaining, if not technically proficient. Thank you, Jailman. Robophile-TA adds, I saw this pop up on my feed and was keen to listen and see how well Rocky got the culture. It's my first time listening to Unleashed, and it seems like the audio balance is a bit peaky, so I'll listen at home later when I can adjust the audio. Zanatizan comes in and says, Book 3A? ! Where does this fall in the timeline? Jailman of Oz replies, between books 3 and 4, before Tony and Giselle get married. Jailman of Oz continues, in chapter 2, the word donger is used no less than 4 times, although Rocky pronounced it with a hard G, which we wouldn't do here in Oz, so I presume that is donger. Other options appropriate for Australia would have been stiffy, trouser snake, or wedding tackle. We're an eloquent lot. Well, J-Man of Oz, and welcome back. What can I say? I actually did some research on Australian slang words and found it really interesting, like cockroach and sand grouper, never mind sticky beak, all of which are explained in BB3A somewhere. But thanks, guys, for the tips. I must get to grips with my picky recording. Okay, let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And this one is for Rocky Flintstone Unleashed from the GB. And it's 5 stars. Adolman says, love it. Oh, I absolutely love Rocky and his ability to write quality chapters so quickly. Please continue writing forever. I was shocked to see this, but listen to them all instantly. We need more. 3 kisses. Right. Thank you, Adolman. Very pleasing. Thank you very much. And if you guys could see yourselves to giving me a review on Rocky Flintstone Unleashed on iTunes, that'd be great. I asked Moldy, my artist, recently to do so, and he said, when I figure out how to do it on an Android. And I thought, wow, what a good answer. Never mind. Moving on. My Dad Wrote a Porno podcast, GB. 2 stars, MR-K. Too many ads. Used to enjoy the show, but now with 4 minutes of ads beforehand, ads in the middle, and another 4 minutes of ads at the end, I've been put off it entirely. A shame, but it's a no from me. Unsubscribed. Now, personally speaking, I really don't understand fans who get upset with adverts. Basically, you are getting free content, which in all other media outlets, you'd be paying for. I think you should be honest with yourself and admit that you've fallen out of love with the podcast and need to move on. So be it. But don't blame it on the adverts. You've just become a more sophisticated person. Right. USA, Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, Colo, USA. Hilarious laughs. You all make me laugh so hard listening to this. Rocky is delightfully talented with giving the public a laugh, smiling face. He needs to write a series so this can continue. Oh, okay, right, fair enough. Oh, I doubt if Colo, USA has heard Unleashed. But never mind. BB6A and BB3A will eventually make the publicity splash they need. Right, moving on to Australia. Apple Podcasts and 5 stars from Trish77S. Absolute favourite. These guys are the funniest people on the podcast realm. I may have listened to season 1 to 6 twice, and it still makes me laugh out loud. Thank you, Trish77S. Okay, here's some emails. Continuing with David's request for this past few weeks, if you've been following the podcast. Now, if you've just joined us, please go to episode 23 for the full intro and background setting. Okay, continuing on. The Potting Shed, Folkestone Creative Quarter, a Belinda Blinked short story. As luck would have it, they stopped outside the potting shed. Let's have a drink here, Belinda suggested testily. Really, there was no pleasing Bella when she'd had some physical exercise under her belt. Bella stopped moaning and looked up for a brief second.
The potting shed, she exclaimed. I'm damned if I'm carrying 10 or 15 pot plants around these hills for the rest of the day. Besides, I might not buy the fucking flat after all.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Belinda and Giselle looked at each other in horror. Their whole day had been wasted on the potential purchase of a pot plant. Suddenly, Belinda started to laugh. It was infectious and started Bella and Giselle off as well. Pretty soon, they were all on their knees, weeping with total abandon. People walking past stopped and stared. It wasn't every day you saw 3 good-looking women on their knees laughing. This was Folkestone, after all, not Dover. David, the proprietor of the potting shed, popped his head out of the door and asked, "Everything all right, ladies?" thinking someone was having a heart attack and might need lip-to-lip resuscitation. Belinda glanced up and brought her laughter under control. What a nice guy, she thought, and her mind started whirring in a sexual sort of way, and replied, "Sorry to bother you, sir. Do you know of a watering hole near here for 3 thirsty ladies? A Witherson's, perhaps?" David visibly blanched and cried out with much sensual pain, "But I'm a wine bar with fantastic cheesecake. Why not try me?" Belinda blinked. To be continued. Moving on, this week I got a lovely email from a blinker called Roisin O'Shea, who contacted me just about a year ago, and here's how it goes. Roisin was diagnosed on the 31st of March 2023 with cancer, and she'd basically only been listening to the MDWAP podcast, so she contacted me on Twitter. We had spoken once or twice about her granddad, John O'Shea, from County Kerry and Brazil, previously. And Roisin said, in her own words, "I told you, bracket, well, trauma dumped on you, exclamation mark, close bracket, about my diagnosis and how much your writing and the podcast had been helping me during such a terrible, tumultuous time in my life. And lo and behold, big smiling face, one of the most touching things I received during my diagnosis was this from you. Roisin O'Shea. This is a get well message from Rocky Flintstone. Remember, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Belinda, Bella, and Giselle all send their best wishes. Welcome to the Glee team. Love, Rocky. And she replied in the midst of her pain, "That was the best thing I've ever received!" Exclamation. I'm writing this from the oncology department, close to tears. You wonderful man, XXXXX. To Roisin, thank you. Be brave, Rocky XXX. So, a year passes. Roisin O'Shea to me. Hey, Rocky, do you remember me? I wanted to let you know I'm now in remission. Big smiling face. I still have some treatment left to go, but Gertrude has been well and truly evicted. Thank you for the amazing kindness you showed me almost a year ago to the day. I still listen to MDWAP and Rocky Unleashed. So I replied, hey, Roisin, fantastic news. Well done, and you've made my weekend. So, fellow Bleakers, never give up. Remember what Belinda says? Shit happens, but we all move on. And also, when you get what you want, you feel great. Well done, Roisin. You are a true Blinker. Guys, what an amazing email to receive. Thank you all for being Blinkers. Moving on, I can't ever forget about my Amazon reviews. Mr. Michael T. George reviewed Lockdown 69. 5 out of 5 stars for all the My Dad Would a Porno fabs. I think he means fans, not fabs. MDWP got me through COVID lockdown. Never before at a time I felt so lonely and anxious. Have I laughed so much? It became a habit. Morning walk, listening to the podcast. And after the 5th consecutive listen, I was still laughing. Lockdown 69 is the perfect accompaniment. A little extra slice of Belinda to bring bedtime laughs. A must-read for all those Belinkers. Thank you, Michael T. Just a quick question. Are you related to Mr. T of Mission Impossible times? I know I'm going back in the past, but still worth watching, guys. Spudgun reviewed me. 5 out of 5 stars. An incredible author for Lockdown 69. Rocky Flintstone is a genius. Talented, smart, funny, and a deep knowledge of S-X. Buy the book, lie back, and laugh. Love you, Rocky. Hey, Spudgun, you're a genius too. Let's be honest. It takes one to know one. But tell me, what word are you referring to when you write S-X? Just ask it. So, as you can see, it's been another interesting few days here at the Pavilion. Let's pick my poop of the week. And it's got to be MR-K, who doesn't like adverts. Well, please feel happy to pay top dollar for your media content. And now, the Blinker of the Week, who is Roisin O'Shea. And the reason why? For bravely following through her treatment for cancer and winning due to pure persistence, a lesson to us all, never give up. So well done, and please contact me, Roisin, for your birthday recording, where I'll send you my best wishes for your special day. Okay, that's all today from myself at Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X at Flintstone Rocky, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed, or My Dad Wrote a Porno, all one word. Or at my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, if you have any comments at all on my ramblings. So, until next time, ciao, and enjoy the layout. Thank you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.